Natural disasters, like hurricanes, are truly horrific, yet they never stop love. Instead, people pray for and love their neighbors rather than rushing home and ignoring them. Folks welcome people who have to evacuate into their homes. They reconnect with friends. They stop arguing about stupid stuff. This world certainly isn't heaven, but my Heavenly Father wants us all to turn to Him and join Him there. That's why Jesus came. He hates the way this world is corrupt and painful. He loves us. John 3:16 holds true. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. This world isn't it, folks. This world needs a Savior. His name, Jesus Christ. No natural disaster stops His love for us. Oh, I'm so thankful. I can't even articulate how thankful I am that nothing, including hurricanes or natural disasters or horrific illnesses, nothing can stop God's love for us. Earth isn't heaven. This world isn't it. God sent His Son, Jesus, to rescue us from the effects of evil, sin, and death. God is God, and we are not. We can't read God's mind, but we can read His book, the Bible. Do what He says. Love Him and love others. Trust Him. Throw aside the things that don't matter, and remember that He loves us no matter what. I didn't just come up with this feel-good idea. This is a fact. Romans 8:38 through 39 says, "For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, oftentimes folks say, well, where is God? But we forget that He's asking us, where are you? Meaning, will you turn to Him? Will you stop rejecting His love? Sometimes when we're in pain, we tend to put up our guard. But I encourage you and myself, let's let down our guard with God. Let's welcome Him in our hearts and lives, afresh or for the first time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for loving us no matter what. We know this world is not heaven. We know that it's just completely corrupted by sin and death. But You sent Jesus. You sent Jesus to die in our place, to suffer. Suffer beyond our comprehension, bearing the weight of all our sins. You sent Jesus. You loved us when we were very unlovable. And You still love us, and You want us. And Lord, we want You. We welcome You in our hearts. We repent of our sins. We're sorry for ignoring You. Please, save us. Use us. We surrender. We give You everything and pray for everyone who's affected by any natural disaster or any trial of this life. We ask for Your best for each request sent to Praying Pals. And Lord, I pray with each listener that You would draw them close. Help them to remember that You are with them, that You love them, that feelings change, but You don't. Help them to sense Your presence once again, Lord. We bless Your name. We choose to trust in You and not anything else. We choose to trust in You, and we love You. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I urge you all and myself to spend some extra time in prayer. Pray and love. Love God, love your neighbor, do something for your neighbor this week. Pray about it and do it. That's what we all need to do. Well, God bless you, my friends. Thanks for listening. And remember that you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. And remember, Jesus said, "I am with you always. I am with you always, even to the end of the age."